Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
I feel like I'm perpetually on a skin journey. Whenever my skin gets good, then it gets bad. Then I'm like, wait, I have wrinkles. Like, it's just a whole process. And honestly, when you're feeling your skin isn't your best, it really messes up your confidence. That's why I have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientific, women in STEM validated solutions. Other skin brands treat symptoms rather than getting to the root cause of aging. Most skincare available on the market is designed to provide a temporary reduction in visible signs of aging, addressing just surface symptoms of an underlying decline in skin health. OneSkin combines tissue engineering, data analysis, and cutting-edge longevity science to create the world's most effective product to target skin aging. OneSkin believes the purpose of skincare is not just to improve how we look, but to optimize our skin biology so that it's more resilient to the aging process. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company, and by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code GIGGLY at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code GIGGLY. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Giggly Squad and tell them that we sent you. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainable. I love being able to shop at Macy's because I really appreciate that big brands like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community, Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainable with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
What's up, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What is up, gigglers?
I'm so excited.
You guys thought we were lying to you. You were like, these bitches tell us every week that merch is coming out. And were we unsure of when it would come out? Yes. But did we keep telling you it would come? Yes. Because we knew it would come eventually.
And we want to say thank you to everyone who bought merch. It is so exciting to see like what people like the most. Mm-hmm. People are loving for their fucking more sweatshirts.
You guys, I'm obsessed with what we have now. And we want to just do a quick little just inspo chat of like how we came up with it. I love when you have out of nowhere come up with a concept and the next you know someone's wearing it. It just makes my heart flutter.
Yeah, it's cool.
What is your favorite piece of the collection, Paige?
The sweatshirt I'm wearing right now, the Manifest That Shit sweatshirt. I don't think I've taken it off.
Oh my god, I love the italic font on it because it gives me like kind of like funny old school, like an old school meme vibe.
Yeah, and it's like the back of it is like cool and swaggy. Mm-hmm. It's really cool. I was at the doctor's the other day and one of the nurses was like, cool sweatshirt. And I was like, oh my God, thanks.
It's so funny because I don't go on public that much. So when someone gives me a compliment in public, I'm like, my head gets so fucking big. I'm like, I knew I was that bitch, but I was stuck alone in my bedroom getting confused for a second.
Oh my God, I am. When I get a compliment in public on something I'm wearing, I literally in my brain, I'm like, this girl just asked me to be her friend and now we're friends. Like, I was getting my eyebrows done the other day and this girl was sitting there and she goes, oh my God, I love your boots. A normal person would say, oh my God, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. I was like, no, let me tell you.
I went into a 5-minute story on these boots on how like you I've had them for so long. I have to take them to get fixed because the heel's coming off. And she was mm-hmm. like, and I told her where I got them. Mm-hmm. And she was just like, okay. Like, I realized I'd overstepped.
She was like, I didn't need a fucking dissertation on your boot from Nordstrom.
I was like, so in conclusion, we do love these boots. Thank you for noticing. And she was like, okay.
Oh my God. I also, my favorite is the Giggly Squad established.
Yeah, I knew that was
your outfit. Thing. And I realized it's because someone messaged me. They were like, this is legit my middle school gym uniform.
Yes.
And I was like, 1,000%. So I love the nostalgia of it. I just love like the classic gym rat kind of look, even if you haven't worked out in months. And if anyone for asking, I just wear large hoodies now. Like, I think I'm Ariana Grande, but I don't have the body. But I still, like, I'm not like this little tiny twig, but I still love just swimming in a sweatshirt during quarantine for sure.
Sweats are great. And then people I know were yelling at me because I was like, sweatsuits are out. And it's like, oh, all yeah. about knit.
You were getting called out.
We're not like throwing away all of our sweatsuits. We're not like absolute insane people. Like, obviously, we're still home. We're chilling on the couch. We're wearing sweats. And sweats really, actually, this is crazy. I went to the doctor for like a checkup, and you know how like they weigh you?
Yeah.
And I got on the scale and I looked back at the nurse and I go, that's not me. I go, that's not me. She goes, no, it is.
I don't know her.
I was like, I don't know who that person is, but it's not me. I'm 10 pounds over what I normally am. And I called one of my girlfriends and I go, oh my God, you're not gonna believe it. Like, I'm 10 pounds. And I like told her how much I weigh. And she, this is how I knew. She goes, shut up. Shut up. You are, where is it? And I was like, oh my God, thank God that you said that. Because I was like, are people out here being like, wow, Paige is like gaining weight?
No, but I'm happy about this because just between me and you, you're that person who posts like French fries and Burger King and pizza all the time. And then you're walking around, you know, you lost weight from it.
Right.
And that hurts people. People are hurt. People are offended. So I'm happy that you drank your ass off.
Drank my ass
for
off.
A month.
Yeah.
And you got a little beer belly.
Here's the other thing. No, I have like a little bit of a tummy. Here's the thing. When Perry and I broke up, I went into full, like, I didn't eat. Like, so when I'm heartbroken, some of my girlfriends are like, I eat ice cream, I eat everything. I'm the opposite. Mm-hmm. I think maybe I had 2 meals in the past.
Because you get sick to your stomach.
Yeah, I get sick to my, I couldn't.
When I'm happy, I'm like, I deserve all this
food. I deserve
food.
It all.
When I'm sad, I'm like, I'm going to just like eat air and just cry about
it. So like this fall, I lived on like light and air. And that was it. And I was happy about it. And then, like, when I started feeling better and, like, feeling back to myself, I was like, let's fuck it up. And I just went, I think I went a little bit crazy. It's really more about being healthy. Like, I eat, like, absolute trash.
Yeah. I think that you can find a balance of, like, starting to nourish a little vitamins every now and then. I love how I'm saying that. Like, I've eaten a vegetable in the last month because I haven't.
No, I need to drink more water. That's what it is. It's just drink more
100%.
Water.
I was even thinking like one piece of advice for if I had children, I would just tell them to drink water.
Just drink
water. Solve a lot of problems.
I mean, as I like ate Oreos in bed last night and like didn't go out with my friends, I was like, I'm going to be an adult tonight and like get things done. I literally laid in bed and ate Oreos.
Well, you got stuff done. You like, did you pull the Oreo, divide it, and then like how do you eat your Oreo? Because I feel like that could be like,
I eat it like a normal cookie.
Oh, you just bite it?
Yeah. One time I was talking to a guy and we were eating Oreos and I was like, oh, every time you eat Oreos you forget how fucking good Oreos are. And then I watched him and he was taking it apart and I was like, oh, he's eating like in the middle first. He disregarded the middle and ate just the cookie part.
What?
Wait. And I looked at him and I was just like, I'll see you in court. Like, that is the craziest thing I've ever seen someone do.
It's so This reminds me of a TikTok that you sent me.
Yeah.
About the ick.
Yeah.
Where, like, when you're starting to be over a guy, you start noticing things that no one else would be offended by. But he'll, like, bite his nail.
No.
And you're just like, that is the most grotesque thing I've ever seen. While you're biting your own nails, you know?
It can be the smallest thing. Like, sometimes I've, like, ended, I've not seen people again just because, like, I don't like their laugh. You know, I'm like, I can't, am I going to live with you the rest of my life if you're laughing like that?
You're like, I'm very funny. So if this is the laugh track to my life.
Okay, absolutely. Get out of here. Get out of here.
I, for some reason, restaurants really bring out character in people. And that's why I think first dates are great.
Yeah.
But it's also where I like end it with people, because I ended a 3-year relationship because of a sushi restaurant.
Yeah. Tell us.
Where the waiter came over and was like, what do you want? And he like didn't know what to order. And he was like, what do you recommend? And I was like, we're at a fucking sushi restaurant. Our whole life, it's this. I've never seen a sushi restaurant with a different menu. Never. You either like tuna rolls or you don't like tuna rolls. Like, he was like, what do you think is good here? Like, but like literally had no idea what to order.
No.
And then, but he was like, he was just, he had no idea what was going on with his life. Like, it was such a metaphor for what was really happening. Like, he was confused. He was lost. And then he also like is not assertive. And I just wanted him to be like take control. So at the end I go, get the check.
Mm-hmm.
And he like couldn't get the person's attention.
No.
And I fucking lost it. I finally was like, can we have the check, please? Thank you. Did not speak to him walking home. Got there. He's like, are you okay? And I go, we can't do this anymore.
No.
But it was a legitimate breakup. Like, it just, the sushi restaurant.
It was just the cherry on top. There's such a turn on to when you sit down at a restaurant, whether you're like with a group of people or you're like just on a date, and a guy is just like, babe, I got it. And the waitress comes over and he just does the whole order. Like, I don't know if it's because we're Italian, but there's something in me that I'm like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Order for the table. Like, I love it
so
much.
When a guy orders 2 appetizers or more, like, I'm done.
Like I'm a ring size 4, you know? Like, I have been at, I've like dated.
I love that you're a size 4. You're such, like, you need to. You guys, I don't want to normalize that. If you heard size 4, that's not.
No, it's not.
I'm
normal.
A solid 6, 6.5 on a bad day. Okay?
It's not normal.
And I don't even know if it's. Imagine if that was inches.
No, but I want to say one more thing about the ordering thing, because I've had like such past trauma with boyfriends with it. Like, you know, when you're sitting at a restaurant and there's like 2 things on the menu and you're like, oh, I don't know, like, if I should get this or this. The response I want you to give me is, we'll get both. Like, if we don't finish it or you don't like it, we'll send it back, or like, we'll take it home.
100%.
If my man is sitting across from me at the table and is like, pick, you're single now.
If I say, Brian, am I in the mood for sweet or savory? And he doesn't say both or tell me what I'm in the mood for. What are you there for?
Like, why are you here? Why are you here? Like,
if I wake up in the morning and I say, I don't know if I want sweet or savory, and I don't have eggs and pancakes and bacon coming in my direction.
Yeah.
I'm outies.
I was at a guy's house one night and we were like watching TV and it was like midnight, whatever. And I was like, hey, you want a snack? Like, want to just like snack around in the kitchen? And he goes, oh, no, I don't really want to, but you can. And I was like, but then it's not fun. So I'm just snacking in the kitchen by myself. Like, just come sit, at least come sit in the kitchen with me while I like peruse.
I'm happy you brought this up, because that was when like we started to have some weird tension on Summer House.
Yeah, no, bring it up, Anna.
I'll bring it up, because people want to know what was going down. And I started being on the phone with Dez for like 3-4 hours. And when you're in like falling in love mode, you start not caring about your friend's snack schedule, which I want to apologize here.
Thank
because
you.
I know how important that was for us and like our routine at night.
Yeah.
So there were a couple times where I was hungry and I was just on the phone, went upstairs, did not even tell you that I was taking the 6 flights up to the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
which is a full journey.
It's a journey. That's the other thing.
It was
thing.
Like going to Europe.
It's a full journey to go up. And I would go up at the same time every single night, get some snacks, and come down. And one night, I walked into my closet where Hannah was laying. And I said, hey.
I turned it into my photo booth.
I said, hey.
I mean, my phone booth.
Are you hungry? Do you want a snack? And she held up pretzels and said, oh, I already got one. And like, just the betrayal that I felt. And I just shut the door and I was like, see if I ever speak to you again.
But you know what, Paige? We'll address it if we get a reunion. Okay, so save it.
No, I'm going to save it. Because I was just like, this bitch doesn't want a snack with me?
Can we discuss the WAP dance though for a second? Because sure. I posted it and people were like, I wish that they showed more of this instead of you guys sleeping. And I was like, same. But we got in so much trouble the one night we went to get snacks and decided that we had to perfect the WAP dance and we couldn't perfect it. And we were, Paige, we had bruises all over our body. Paige was at one point just like thrown across the floor.
I look like I got hit by a train. Like the bruises on my body, and Amanda was so good at it. And I was just like, how Amanda, do you have this rhythm?
This is where she tricked us. We watched it and it was like the most graceful, beautiful fluid thing I've ever seen done.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, this is so easy. And if I could look like that, like who needs college? Like I'm quitting everything. Fuck this podcast.
Yeah.
I'm going on the road doing the WAP dance. And then we tried to do it and it was so hard.
I mean, it looked like we looked like the nerdiest 7th grade white girls like trying to dance ever. Like we just looked.
Amanda looked like our dance instructor.
Yeah.
And we didn't want to be there and like we just wanted to eat.
She was such a dance instructor vibes too, because she was like, you're doing good. Yup. And five, yeah. six. She was like pumping
when
us up.
When you turned the wrong direction, yeah. she was like, okay, I didn't even know someone could do that. Okay, we love that. We love that for you. Stay creative.
I was like, you know I don't look good. Okay.
But we were in the kitchen at like 11 p.m. and we finish our like WAP practice, just me and you, and we go downstairs and Lindsay, like her hair was like like she clearly had been sleeping, and is just like, you know, mom when she goes in your room when you've been like talking when you're like supposed to be asleep. She was like,
I've been sleeping.
Wait,
what are you guys doing up there?
And we are wait, so sorry. Oh god,
Hannah, this was a different night. This was the night after we took all those WAP dance videos, and then this was the night after that we like still couldn't get it out of our heads and everyone was asleep. It was like a Tuesday night and it was like 1 a.m and we're up in the kitchen just snacking our faces off, and you're like, let me just do the dance really quick, and I go, we're gonna get in trouble for you being loud.
But this is the thing.
I felt like we were at a sleepover and Lindsay came out and was like, are you guys not asleep? And we like scurried downstairs.
We got a lot of hate when our party schedule was not aligned with the rest of the group. And I'm sorry that I get random bursts of excitement on a Tuesday at 1 because I've been depressed all day and suddenly for whatever reason some dopamine just hit.
Yeah.
I can't control when the dopamine hits.
Wait, can I tell you something crazy? The other day, I was with this guy. And I'm sitting on the bed. I'm like sitting there and I'm so excited. He's like, what is up with you? I go, I don't know. God just gave me a serotonin fucking burst. And I am just living it to its fullest because I know it's about to go down. And I just want to live this moment. 15 minutes later, he goes, why do you look so sad? And I go, I don't know. The serotonin left. Like, do you ever just have moments where you're like, fuck yeah, I love my life, and then 10 minutes later you're like, I hate myself, I hate everything about myself.
This is like what it's like to date us. During season airing, like, it's a roller coaster ride, and I will wake up and just be sad, and Des will be like, are you okay, babe? Like, what's up? And he'll, like, talk me out of it. Then something will hit, and a confidence boost will come, and I will, like, not shut up, and I'm just talking about life and how I'm going to take over the world. And he's like, okay, I'm glad you got confidence for a second, but, like, we need to find a balance. And then, again, I'll be on the couch just quiet, and he's like, what happened? Did you hurt your own feelings again because you got too high on yourself?
Yep. The other night when I was on Watch What Happened, I was like gonna watch it, and I was like, oh my god, do you want to watch it. I put it on for 5 seconds, I go, nope, turn it right off, can't watch it, nope, cannot watch. Why'd I do that, turn it off. And the guy I was with was like, are you good, like, are you okay? And I was like, no, I thought like I had enough serotonin for this, and
nope,
I don't.
you didn't. Fun fact, I don't listen to any of my podcasts, I don't watch any of my interviews. I know what was said. I don't need to watch it.
I don't watch Summer House when it's on TV, but I watch it before it's
about
to air.
I didn't watch your Watch What Happens Live. I was like, if some shit goes down, like the gigglers tell me, I can get the gist.
Yeah, I can't watch myself in any interview setting which is so interesting.
I get like nervous for you too.
Yeah, I get so nervous.
And I like know how your brain works. So like watching you answer the question, I would have gotten like stressed the fuck out.
Yeah, because it's okay. It's also very scary when someone's asking you a question and like you don't know what the question is and you only hear, you hear like the first five words. So you start thinking about the answer for like the first part of the question. And then you realize like there's a B portion to that. And I just disregarded it because I don't have the brain capacity.
Watch What Happens Live is literally like 22 minutes, so there's no time to be like, Andy, can you re-explain that? You just have to guess.
No, I just guessed.
Let's discuss what it's actually like being on Watch What Happens Live. We've both never been on it for reals, like,
yeah, like in studio.
We'll manifest that shit. But what was it like doing your first virtual Watch What Happens Live?
I was fucking terrified. I was so nervous. And
my mom did watch and said some of the games she felt like you and Luke didn't understand what the concept of the game was.
I was so nervous. And then
you were giving like one word answers.
I legitimately was.
You were like, maybe.
I was like, I don't know.
What do you think, Andy?
I was so happy that I was on with Luke because I couldn't imagine being on with like a legitimate celebrity. I would have peed my fucking pants. I was like, at least I know this
motherfucker. Luke was on the flight attendant page.
No, but you know what I mean. I was like, at least like I know this guy. Like, but if I was on with
my
like,
first time I did it was with Lindsay and a comic, and it was like easier. Like, it felt like I was.
Yeah, like sometimes he has crazy people on. Like, imagine if it was just me and like Sandra Bullock. I'd be like, what the fuck?
Well, they're definitely strategic with like the partnerships they pick. They think that I can just be with Southern Charm guy. Yeah.
I would love to be with a Southern Charm guy. Okay, anyway.
No, but also what people don't talk about is, you don't get any prep for the questions, and you can't even ask, like, hey, can I get the questions beforehand? Because they're like, no, we're Bravo. Like,
no.
This is going to be hilarious.
No, keep it moving.
And then Andy, like, you want to impress him so fucking bad. He's like the dad who is super busy that, like, you want to get his attention.
Yeah.
And you know he likes you, but you just don't feel like you deserve his love yet.
I was so nervous. I was like, if as long as he just doesn't tell me that he absolutely hates me, I'm good.
I wish we were on it together.
I know, that we would have crushed so it.
We would have started vibing. Andy would have been giggling. So we would have been giggling with Andy. Yeah, my thing is, if I could get Andy to laugh once, I'm good for the year. If I can like get a giggle out of him,
put it on. I'll retire. Put it on my LinkedIn. I'm done. You know, Andy Cohen laughed.
Thought
at my
you're
joke.
Gonna say put it on my tombstone.
Put it on my tombstone. I made Andy Cohen laugh. That's what she accomplished.
But I mean, he works so hard. Like he does his radio Andy in the morning, then does the show. But he like rolls in for it. Like
no,
he
like
goes
absolutely
in,
rolls
it.
In.
Yeah, like he comes out
and
from.
And he's so good at it that he's just like, okay, let's get it going. Here we go. And I'm just like, wait, are we going?
Yes. Like, yeah. And also the teleprompter is fucking hard. Like I've been doing it with chat room, but this teleprompter is not like a teleprompter for news because there's actually like humor and sarcasm in it. So if you're just reading it straight, you miss the joke. So like I've once read some of his lines for Watch What Happens Live, just like as a practice for like tech practice for chat room. And I fucked the whole thing up because it's all like witty remarks.
It's hard. It's hard.
You can't read it straight out. You have to, anyway, he's just, we have a lot of respect for that motherfucker.
The teleprompter is literally the only thing I could do well in college. Mm-hmm. Like all during college, like any class I took for communications, like I fucking was horrible. The only thing I could do kind of good was read off the teleprompter. And they were like, this is crazy because you can't really read. And I was like, no, I know. I don't know what's happening.
Or write.
Yeah. They're like, we don't even know if you really got in here. You just keep showing up.
You don't even go here.
I don't go to this college.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Oh, my God. I was on the train the other day coming home from my parents' house. And these two, like, college kids got on the train, too. And they were like, couple seats away from me, and like I feel like I'm not like so old, but like I'm 28, so like when I see a college student I'm like, you're a baby. So like I was not looking at these guys because they're children. I could have birthed them basically. And so I'm like, the train pulls into the station, I like get up and I'm like looking for my AirPod case because I can't find it. I'm like flipping seats, I'm like moving my suitcase, I'm like, I don't care. And this kid,
you haven't lost your AirPod case every 2 seconds. Did you even have an AirPod case?
Yeah. Did you even buy them? The the conductor came over and like helped me. He was like, looks like you need help. I was like, in what?
You're like, don't you have a job to do?
In what sense of the word, sir?
Who's driving the train? Wait, so what did the kid tell you?
So the kid goes, hey. And I look at him and I'm just like, what? And he goes, you go to college in Albany? And I was just like, I mean, I did. And he was like, he looked at me confused. I was like, sir, I'm 28 years old. I've graduated. Like, and then I started to feel like a mom because I was like, where do you go? And he was like, you Albany. And I was like, and do you like that?
What are your favorite classes?
And I was like, are you just here for the weekend? And then at the end, I was like, okay, be careful. Have so much fun. They were probably like, that chick was fucking weird. Whatever. So, like, I still got it because the college kids think I'm one of them.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, I've been in that situation where people are like, so what school do you go to? And I'm like, you just made my day. Thank you. But also, like, when I was in college, I had such a baby face. Like, I looked like a baby. Uh-huh. Yeah, I was a child. Okay, we have so much front page news to get to.
So much. Shall we?
Let's delve in. Can we talk about the cereal debacle?
Okay, let's do it.
Because I saw it, and then I saw it took a turn for the worst, and then I messaged you just being like, hey, this has gone above my pay grade. Are you following this? Yeah. And you were like, of course, honey. Sit down.
So, like,
put your phone down.
When I first read it, I was like, oh, my God. What? Like, sometimes in front page news, I like to have, like, a little cheeky story that's not, you know, it's not really crazy, but it's just, like, some fun news to bring up at a dinner party. Like, hey, did you hear about this? And there's no controversy. You don't have to worry about offending anyone. It's all good. So when I saw this story, I was like, oh, my God, Jensen
It's a palate cleanser.
Yeah. So this guy's name's Jensen Karp, and he's married to Topanga, Danielle Fishel.
Yeah, because at first we didn't know that he was married to her, and we didn't know that he was like kind of a producer comic, but at first he was just...
I had no idea that he was a producer comic. Yeah. So he puts out this thing about Cinnamon Toast Crunch that he found shrimp tails that were like coated with the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, like in his cereal. General Mills had put out something like, we're so sorry for this, whatever. My stance was like, Cinnamon Toast Crunch Captain could come to my house and punch me in the face and I'm still not canceling that fucking cereal. Like, they could do anything.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is the taste you can see. And you could see on those shrimp tails, that shit was popping. It was glistening. That shit probably tastes good.
Yeah.
But the thing is, also General Mills, there was some controversy because their poor social media girl, who was forced to be responding by, like, whatever she was hearing above, was like, those are just sugar clusters. And he responded kind of like a dick, but like... It made sense. He was just like, you need to believe the customer, and these are clearly shrimp tails. Like, don't tell me I'm wrong when I'm trying to help you with an issue that other people could be having.
It's just, you're either getting like buried, cremated, tossed around the world, or you're going into like a Cinnamon Toast Crunch box. I'm picking a Cinnamon Toast Crunch box. You know, like when I die, coat me in sugar, throw me in there.
I go, why is this really long, skinny finger coated with Cinnamon Toast Crunch? Looks like a size 4.
So he's putting out all these tweets, whatever. All of a sudden, shit just really turns for him. Ex-girlfriends start tweeting. People that he used to work with started tweeting. Girlfriends that he dated said that he's like the most manipulative, like misogynistic, just like the worst fucking human. People that worked with him were just like, no, he's such a liar and he is so calculating that he probably made this up to tweet about. And there's like a term for it.
Yes. What is it?
There's a term that like if you
go viral,
you go viral and you like if you tweet something like and you kind of get famous, but then all of a sudden people just like turn on you. Milkshake ducked is like there's a term. When, like, the tide suddenly turns. So people just, like, don't fuck with this
guy. I don't understand any logic behind the milkshake duck term, but I love that name. And it sounds like my next, like, DJ name if I ever became a DJ, Milkshake Duck.
And then, like, the lead vocalist for Linkin Park. Remember Linkin Park? The only reason I really remember Linkin Park is because OPI used to have a color, and it was called Linkin Park After Dark. And I wore that nail polish color every single day in high school.
That was the girliest thing I've ever heard you say. Yeah. I love their Jay-Z collab.
OPI?
No.
Oh, Linkin Park.
You're like, if it's not about nail polish, I don't want to know.
Wait, that was literally the girliest response I've ever had. I'm like,
I know.
Wait, Jay-Z did a collab with OPI. I bet it was amazing. I didn't see that.
Why don't more celebrities do collabs with OPI?
Normalize celebrities doing nail polish collabs. I'm manifesting that for myself.
Manifest it. Yeah, like get their people to talk to your people.
Wait. Essie, OPI, hit me up. I have a let's do a spring line. Let's do a 100%. Summer staples of
or
nail
at least
colors.
A Giggly Squad color. They're like, hey, this is ballet slipper. And we're like, no, it's not.
It's Giggly Squad. We'll see you in court, okay? I think whoever's job it is to come up with nail polish names has won the lottery. Like, if I just got to sit there all day, you just come up with things that don't make sense.
But also I have a question. It's called ballet slipper pink, right?
No, just ballet slippers.
Ballet slipper. How did ballet slipper become the color of every girl? Like, who decided that? Because I missed that memo.
Here's the thing. I feel like girls have this, like, telepathic universal where we're just like, this is our color. This is what we're doing. This is, and you just know.
Because I was getting my nails did the other day, and some girl was like, do you guys have ballet slipper? And I was like, everyone forgot to tell
everyone
me about this.
Everyone knows ballet slippers.
Wild.
It's crazy. That's why I'm saying when I was in high school, one time I was at a dinner party with my high school boyfriend and his parents, and his dad was a doctor, and so they had like their doctor friends over and like their wives, and I'm like a little idiot child who's like a sophomore in high school, and the girl next to me said, oh, your nails look so nice, and I went into a full 10-minute conversation with this woman about how the name of it was Linkin Park After Dark. And
okay, this is just becoming a pattern in your life. I don't think this is a quarantine thing. If someone asks Paige about anything she's wearing, she will give you a full thesis statement.
And my boyfriend at the time, his dad, who's like this big like surgeon, just looks at me and is just like does his like his fingers
he
over
told
his
you
lips.
To shut
he's
up.
Like, shh. Because I was just like going on and on
typical
and on.
Typical surgeon. I'm like, what, you think you're better than me because you save lives?
And I was just like, no, you're actually right because I sound like an idiot. I feel like I am in my wedding guest era. I'm actually in my bridesmaid era. I'm in a wedding coming up. Well, it's really next year, but it's one of my best friends from high school's wedding. So really, we have been planning already. And the number one thing I told her to do is she has to go through Zola. She's obviously very stressed about wedding planning, so I was telling her about Zola, and you can literally plan your entire wedding in one convenient place from the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates. You can make your registry. You can even taste your cake through Zola. They literally have everything that you need to make the whole process super easy, and there's nothing the girlies love than getting rid of admin and giving it to somebody else. And it's actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or in the bed or on the couch. Zola is the first and only stop you need to make your wedding planning journey. They've truly thought of everything that you need, and they have built every tool to get you to I Do, including customized checklists to get you moving, to keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. Okay, so anyway, so back to like Mark or whatever. What did I just want to call him? Mark Judson? That's not his name.
Wait, so how do you feel right now if you're Topanga, where your husband had like a fun viral moment and then suddenly everyone who's ever known him is like, hey, we hate him. Do you ever date a guy who you have like some relationships you love being out with them and some relationships you love like the one-on-one?
Yeah.
And have you ever had that one-on-one relationship and then one time you go outside and you see him with other guys and you're like, wait, I'm dating a beta bitch. Yep.
Hannah.
And you didn't know.
Hannah. There are so many times where I'm just like, oh, so you're not the coolest one in your friend group. And like, they make fun of you. And like, you listen to what they say. And you're not the one calling. If you're not the one calling the shots, get out of my DMs. Absolutely out of my DMs.
But I've dated guys because other people love him.
Yeah.
And I realize I hate him.
But you know, we haven't seen her since, I don't know, what, the 90s?
Yeah, we don't know Topanga.
We don't really know Topanga, but there is something to be said. Like, she was so famous, and maybe there's something deeper there that this is why she didn't go on to, like, do more acting things. You know, because, like, you know, if you have you ever been in a relationship where it's so bad that things in your other things in your life you just don't care about, and like they've fallen apart. Like I dated a guy one time, and like when I tell you, I didn't care if I got fired or not, because all I cared about was this relationship with this man that I didn't focus on anything else.
Yeah.
And you get like in this warp of like toxicity.
Yeah, you're not in the mindset to see him clearly because he's on such a pedestal that you're blinded.
Blinded. And like I had a great job, and like all I cared about was texting him all day long, and like would just fuck up at my job. Like I was almost fired, and I was just like, I don't care. I'm marrying this man and I love him.
Also, I told Dez about the story, and he was like asking too many details. Like he was like, well, like what kind of shrimp or whatever, and I was like, it's not important. But then I was like, also the bag was like tampered, like it was an opened bag, and he was like, so it was clearly tampered, like it's not like they're shipping out fishtails, like it was open. Did you see that? Like it was opened and taped,
right?
So like clearly it was tampered with, whether it was someone else or him. So like I feel bad that Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but then again, is all press good press? Like, do you remember Chipotle like almost killed multiple people with diarrhea, and they're still thriving?
Thriving, and like also still true, you know, like
still true. Have diarrhea every time.
Like there's so many times that I'm craving Chipotle, but like I'm hanging out with a guy and I'm just like, no, we can't get that.
It sucks being with a guy, because you can't just eat Mexican whenever you want.
No, you can never eat Mexican.
You lose that freedom.
You have to really know that guy to be like, do you want to throw down some fucking tacos together? Because like both of us are gonna be shitting ourselves.
I'm in a weird place in my relationship where like I'll actually let him know how my poop went.
That
like you're still avoiding the poop talk. I literally like just now before this pod, I walked out and I go, wow, that was a fun quick poop.
As far as like my mans are concerned, I don't poop. Never have, never will. Don't know what it is.
As far as my mans are concerned, all I do is poop. He's like, hey, can you fit me in between poops today?
Really? Perry is the only boyfriend that I've ever been like, dude, I'm going to shit myself. I gotta go. That's the moment that I realized it was over.
This is going to get picked up on an article at the moment Paige knew she was done with Perry. And it's just about you shitting the whole time. But I did talk to Nikki Glaser about this once, and I hate that we always get back to poop talk, but it's very important because it's an integral part of our life, is that there's something about a girl telling another girl she has to poop where you like feel like she's being vulnerable / super confident in herself, and you connect with her. Like I connect with girls by exposing my poop thoughts, you know?
I've been out with my girlfriends before, and like my one girlfriend, she's like, when we go on trips, if we go anywhere that isn't New York City, she's bound up. Like, you can't figure it out. So, like, when I first met her, like, one of our first, like, when we first started our friendship, one of our first trips away together, she was like, look, hey, I got to go to CVS because I have to buy all the X-Lax that they have, and I'm bound up. I can't like poop when I'm anywhere. So that was like our first, and I was like, oh my god, yeah, like I'll go with you. And I was like, you have to be strategic on when you take it. Like, we can't be out at the club and I can't have you popping off in the bathroom.
No.
And it brought our friendship so much closer in that moment, because I didn't really know her that well, but it was like, okay, I know this vulnerable thing about you, and like we need to, like, if the boys ever found out, like, I got your back, you know, like you're throwing up. You're not in the bathroom shitting, you're throwing up.
When I first met Nikki Glaser, we had both dated the same comic, and it was like super awkward, but she invited me to her like Netflix party, oh my god, pre-COVID, and I got there and I just know, like, I wanted to let her know, like, girl, I'm on your side,
yeah,
like we both fucking hate him, but like I don't think she knew. So I like get up to the table and she sees me and I see her, and the first thing out of my mouth was, sorry, I'm late, I had to take a nervous poop.
Yeah.
And like we were like besties ever since then.
There's something about like when the girls are for the girls.
Yeah,
you just kind of look at your friend, you're just like, I fuck with you. One time I was at a party and I was like simping over this guy. Like, I was so obsessed with this guy. And this.
Wait, can you define simping for anyone who does not know what simping means.
Okay, simping is like something that the Gen Zers are saying, and it's like,
yeah, you've been hanging out with college kids a little too much on that train.
So those college
how
kids,
how long did you talk to the boys?
Those college kids from the train now live with me in my home. Simping is like you just like you do whatever for this guy, like you're a doormat, like you just simp over them, like you will do anything they ask you, you don't care. So I'm literally simping over this guy at a party who I'd like previously hooked up with, and this girl that I don't know, who is now one of my very good friends, came up to me and she goes, hey, can I say something to you? And I, like, immediately, if a girl comes up to me, it's like she's got to give me some gossip or, like, she's got to let me in on something. So I'm automatically, I'm like, yes, say whatever you need. And she goes, I see what's going on here, and you're way too good for him. He did the same exact thing to me, and I'm telling you, it's not real. This is who he is as a person. You deserve so much better. Look at you. Like, do not care that this guy is with some blonde chick over there. And I looked at her and I go, wow, fucking thank you. She's been one of my friends ever since that day at like some random ass party.
Okay, and that's where I think we need to address something about girls supporting girls.
Yeah,
let's just appreciate Sierra for a second.
Yes,
let's have a Sierra appreciation moment. Firstly, I just want to tell people Sierra walked in with a cat ring. I didn't just harass her about my cat. She had a cat ring on. Was I overly excited she had a cat ring?
Mm-hmm, I watched
it. Do I have issues when it comes to loving cats too much?
Yes.
But she equally was obsessed with cats. And that's when I knew, like, regardless what happens, I know that she is going to be a special person in my life. Yeah.
You're like, no, she's my
regardless
maid of
what
honor.
Happens, I'm going to ask her, how is Jasper?
You literally look at me and you're like, bye. See ya. I don't care about you anymore. She owns a cat. And I'm like, pop off.
We were immediately just like talking about our cats and loving our cats. She was giving, like, she was full on giving me details about Jasper, and I was giving her details about Butter, and we were equally like, no one wants to see your cat's pick, but when you find someone who does want to see your cat's pick, you're like, the world makes sense now.
Like, Sierra would never be like, hey, do you want to see a picture of Jasper to me? I'd be like, Sierra, get the fuck out of here.
She sends me random pictures of Jasper all like, we'll FaceTime our cats. Like, Jasper goes on and Butter goes on. It's really amazing. So anyway, there's been, like, people are mad that we did not fight over Luke. People are pissed.
Yeah.
And then people like to blame the girl for somehow, like, making it that, like, Sierra didn't like Luke.
No, like, could you imagine if you were just, like, so fucking mean to Sierra, and then, like, people would be like, you bitch. But, like, you guys are, like, legitimately friends and, like, cool, and people are like, fuck you.
No, like, literally, it's so Kyle weird. Like, she's manipulating you, Sierra, and she's, like, by being overly nice to me and showing me photos of her cat. So I was thinking about this concept yesterday, and I wrote something on Instagram. And I want you to tell me your thought. Are you frozen or are you just not listening? You're not listening. Who are you texting?
I was like waiting to see if like this guy had texted me, because I was like, sorry, fell asleep last night. But like, see if he texted me back, but he hasn't. But I know he's up. It's 10:45. Anywho, keep going.
Anywho, on Instagram, I know you already saw this, but I said for Summer House Watchers, I've been thinking about the concept of a girl who just met another girl being able to manipulate her to not like a dude. If I had a crush on a dude, he could have no job, zero personality, been arrested, collect reptiles, treat his mom like shit, have a couple bodies in his basement, and my best friend could still not manipulate me to not want to be with him, especially if he's above 6 feet. What do you think of that?
If I have fallen in love with you, you can't tell me anything. You cannot tell me anything. I have fallen in love with men where my friends and my mom collectively have had interventions with me. And it's literally that Dr. Phil TikTok, like, this is your man? Like, and they show you a picture and it's like a literal homeless person. And she's like, that's my man. Like, that's my man. Like, I dated the worst.
It's literally a dude, like, stealing something from a grocery store. And they go, is this your man?
Yeah, I'm like, yes. That's my man. No, if I have feelings for someone, you couldn't say anything to me that I'm defending it. You can't manipulate me into not. You can't.
No girl would ever have the argument that, like, you made another girl not like a dude. Like, it's such a guy's argument because their brains.
No, because it's also, like, your brain actually works in the opposite way. If my friend is coming to me, like, I have friends come to me all the time and they're like, oh my God, I don't know why you like him so much. Like, he's not for you. Like, all this. And, like, you're saying all of that to me and you're right and yeah. I get it. But now in my brain, because you think it shouldn't work out or you think I shouldn't like him, now I need to make my life's purpose that I marry him. Like, yeah. now I'm waiting for him. Like, I will break up with people if he ever comes to me.
Now I need to cut everyone out of my life to make it work with him. But also, like, I'm honored that, you know, certain people on the show could think that I'm so masterful with my manipulation. However, girl, if I can manipulate stuff, this summer would have gone a lot differently for me.
Look, I'll say it once and I'll say it again. You're not that smart, Hannah. You're not that smart.
Has anyone seen me complete a full sentence on this podcast?
No.
Also, it's so funny too how, like, there's not one part of it where you see me sit Sierra down and be like, girl, don't be with him. And I'm pretty sure, anyway, I'm not getting into the weeds.
I literally did that to you last summer and you were like, no. You're like, hey.
No, like, I had multiple people saying, yelling at me to not hook up with the dude. And I was like,
you're like, hey, look at me. I don't care.
I said, say more, and I'm having his babies. Say more.
You're literally like, stop betraying me. I'm going to go fuck this man. Thank you. Bye.
What pisses me off the most, too, is that Sierra is so much smarter than everyone at that house. So strong. Been through so much shit. Literally watched, like, saved people's lives. But she's going to be manipulated by my stupid ass. who's anyway.
Sierra and I got drunk the other day and I literally like cried because I like told her how much I loved her. And she was just like, okay, calm down.
There was a point where I was like, do I want to date Sierra? Yeah.
I feel like I the same thing. I was like, should I break up with Perry for Sierra?
I was like, am I upset because I'm jealous that I want to be with Sierra?
You're like, I'm going to run it back to my therapist. I don't know what's going on
here. I'm
going to
unpack that at a later date and leave this poor girl alone.
Okay, let's do some more front page news.
Yeah, sorry.
My next story is Miley Cyrus has apparently relapsed during the pandemic and has started drinking again.
Wait, I didn't know she was sober.
I didn't either.
Wait.
She said, so I looked up. I was like, wait, when the fuck did she get sober? Halfway into 26, she got sober. Then by 27, she was fully sober. Mm-hmm. And then during the pandemic, she fell off. But she had put out a tweet or it said something that she was like 5 weeks sober. And now she's been spotted out in LA drinking. And she's been getting close to this, like, I think he's British pop or British star. And his... his name is Youngblood.
Oh,
and
no.
Let me show you a picture of Youngblood.
But it's not spelled correctly. It's like Y-U-N-G, right?
Yeah, and then it's like B-L-U-D, Youngblood. And here's a picture of him. I'm just showing Hannah because he's...
Is that your man's?
That's my man's. So this is who you want to be with. Yep, that's my man. Do you ever have a theory? And like, I feel like it happens so many times that like when you start seeing someone... You look like them.
1,000%.
Like, you have you ever seen that Instagram or whatever and it's like dating or siblings?
Yep. That's my favorite Instagram.
It's one of my favorite Instagrams.
Because I get it wrong every
all
time.
The time. I'm like, there's no way these two are siblings.
Yeah.
I just feel like they kind of look alike. And I'm going to say an unpopular opinion and it might be controversial, but like, I'm saying it. Okay. I don't stan Miley Cyrus as much as, like, other people do.
Why?
I don't know.
I was like, can we have a little
No, and I really don't know because I like a lot of her songs. Like, remember that one song that she – when this was when she was, like, fucked up on drugs. But what was that one song?
Yeah, the Jay's Molly song.
Like, no, like, got my
Jay's on my feet. Yeah, 23. Yeah. That was a great
like,
one.
Like, I fucking loved that song. There's something about her. I'll take her or leave her.
we both know Caitlin Carter, who is yes. her ex-girlfriend. And I did have Caitlin Carter on Burning in Hell. Highly recommend you guys listen to that episode because it, she kind of opened up about what it was like. She gave some tea as what it's like to date Miley Cyrus. And she basically was talking about how the breakup, like, you guys should listen to the details because I don't want to misquote her. But like, the breakup was really hard because Miley's PR team really took over like the whole situation and bulldozed it. And dating Miley Cyrus was not easy.
Yeah, I would.
But also, like, Miley Cyrus is a unique human. Like, the girl's been famous forever. And she comes from a famous family.
And maybe I'm just jealous of her because she, like, lost her virginity to, like, Liam Hemsworth and then, like, married him. You know, like,
that,
maybe.
And I'm jealous of her because she's, like, besties with Dolly Parton. But that's my own issues.
Yeah, that's our own things to work through. But, like, okay, that's how I feel about it.
Well, I think she's been through a lot and she's had a different stages. And it's confusing. But being a woman in the public eye is so fucking hard to, like, continually be likable when everyone's trying to tear you down is my mental health
moment. I get that. I get that. Okay, let's do some more couples news. So Kourtney Kardashian and obviously Travis Barker have been, about
everywhere.
The town. I'm fucking so about this couple. I love them so much.
So they, like, didn't have any photos together. Then they posted, like, her hand on his hand. And then now they're fucking everywhere. Because people were like, we want to see photos together.
I'm obsessed
with
them.
What is this PR strategy?
All they do is go out to lunch or go out to dinner. They're just fucking dope. Like, and it just looks like, you know when you can see a couple, you know when you're around a couple and you can feel their energy and you're like, damn, they really like each other. And, like, they don't even have to be doing anything, but you're just like, you can feel it.
You're not even talking at dinner.
And
you're,
and you're like, wow, they really like are in love.
Yeah.
That's how I feel when I look at pictures of them. I'm just like, wow, I can feel that this is like a very real couple. So basically, he got a tattoo that says, "You're so cool." And it's from this like Quentin Tarantino movie, True Romance. I don't know if you've ever seen it. Mm-mm. It's a good movie. I actually feel like I watched that on like a Netflix and chill night like a couple years ago with a guy, but whatever. Anyway, I digress.
We need to start saying I digress. I think that's our new term.
Because we go off on just so many tangents and it's just like, okay,
I need to digress this whole episode.
Yeah, I need to literally digress my life. Like, anytime I speak in public, please let me digress because I'm an idiot.
That should be our new Instagram bio. I digress.
Wow, we can't wait to say it at brunch today. Also, okay, so anyway, so he gets his tattoo. So Shayna, the ex-wife.
Why is Shayna so up in their shit?
Wild out here. She comments back at people because they're like, oh, something about him getting the tattoo. And she was like, I literally, like, walk down the aisle to, like, one of the songs in that movie and our daughter is named after, like, one of the characters. And okay, it's just,
so
like,
so maybe it's after the daughter.
And it's
maybe
just,
maybe it's for the daughter.
Regardless, it's just like, Shayna, I'm gonna need you to take it down a fucking notch. You've been divorced for over 10 years.
What? It's been 10 years?
Yeah.
Did you watch the reality show?
I did, but like a billion years ago. And I was just trying to put it into perspective. That would be like right now if I called my high school boyfriend's new girlfriend or whatever and was just like, yo, absolutely fuck off. Like, they'd be like, you're an insane,
like,
person.
Yo, that song you guys were listening on the radio yesterday, we listened to.
Could you imagine
in our first kiss?
Could you imagine me calling sweet little Patrick Hussey, who we broke up at 18 years old, and I was just like, tell your girlfriend I fucking hate her. Like, that would be insane to me.
It's like, stop listening to Lil Bow Wow ever.
Shorty like mine? Song. You don't even want to know.
Fresh as the Miz?
What I did to shorty like mine with that man. Like, if we had a daughter, she'd be named Sierra because of that song.
Oh my God. Okay. I have thoughts. First of all, I like Travis because he's done reality TV. And there's still this like BS that guys have being like, oh, like, done reality TV. And it's like,
yeah,
like, it's
crazy.
It's not,
town.
It's crazy,
it's
but it's like
normal. That's for
but
sure.
Because he's done it, like, he definitely has respect for the game she's in.
Yeah.
Further fucking more, Scott Disick has been like in all these relationships that are just with these like young girls, and I feel like he's rubbing it in her face, and I don't know if I'm projecting that, but I just get like annoyed because I feel like Courtney's just Courtney's just doing her own. I get Courtney and Chloe confused. They do their own. She's doing her own thing. She's not like trying to get back at him. But now it's like she found something that seems real, and I'm just like happy for her.
Yes. I feel like it feels yes, very real.
This isn't like a getting back at Scott. No. It's like, Scott, you've been fucking with her, trying to get her attention for so long, it seems like, through the media. Mm-hmm. And now she finally found something. And people are like, oh, I feel bad for Scott. Stop feeling bad for the dude who fucked it up. Stop feeling bad for a guy who cheated and hurt people and was not good enough for her. So let's stop being misogynistic.
Yeah. I recently got into a fight.
I digress.
I recently got into a fight with like an ex-boyfriend of like years ago. Mm-hmm. Who like we had started like kind of like chatting a little bit, like nothing crazy, just like catching up, whatever. And then I got like a crazy text message from him just telling me that I was like the worst. And like, and I was like, bro, first of all, we broke up years ago. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you're, wait, what was I saying? What were we saying?
Well, it's just like he, did he hurt you? Like,
yes.
Did he do
something? That's what it was. And I was just like, do not take it out on me that you were horrible to me when we dated. You realize now that you fucked up and lost me and you're frustrated. Like, that's not my fault. It's not my fault. So, like, when I find something real, like, you can't be mad at me. You fucked up. So, like, Scott, you had her for years when you, and she wanted you to act right and you couldn't do it. And now that you're at a place in your life where you realize, like, you fucking love her and you would marry her tomorrow. Yeah, I bet you would. I bet you would. But, like, now she's with someone who is so perfect for her. Like, they're similar ages. They're both in the public eye. Have been for fucking years. Know, like, what it's like to be on reality TV. They both eat, like, some vegan bullshit. That's the other thing. That's the other. This is the one thing I don't like about him. He posted, like, vegan sushi. And I was like, that's not vegan sushi. It's vegetables. Like, rolled up. Like, it's not vegan. It's not sushi.
Rabbit food in a roll.
You're literally eating cucumbers and like carrots rolled up in seaweed. It's not sushi.
But Paige, but it's okay. Very hard, as you know, with social. Yeah. As you know, with social media, for us to like know what a relationship is really like.
So true.
But there is something to be said for people who have those like similar things that are blaringly just like they're vibing at a vegan restaurant. Like, that's awesome. You don't just get from a random dude.
Look, if they, I wish I could vibe at a vegan restaurant the way they do. Like, I'll vibe at like the local pizzeria like that.
I do have to say, though, like, there's been lots of times in my life, like, for example, when I was seeing that hockey dude and then my friend hooked up with him and I was like, you're dead to me now. Yeah. But then they fell in love and got married. And I was like, wait, I am so sorry. But I literally, like, who thought that would have happened? But I was like, I don't have a bad negative energy to return my body because it's like they were meant to be together.
Yeah.
And I also feel like that, like, even this summer, if Sierra and whatever dude she had feelings for or wanted to be with had this incredible connection that was just so beautiful and they were like clearly meant to be, like, yes, I'm so about that because it clearly, like, it was not healthy for me.
Yeah.
But like, that's not what happened.
I always like wonder, like, the guy that I'm meant to be with, have I just like totally embarrassed myself in front of him and have I told him to fuck off a million times?
Paige, how many times do I have to tell you this? Mental health moment number two. If it's meant for you, you cannot fuck it up.
You're right.
Like, it's literally like magnets. You can put anything you want in between them, but like, your energies are going to find each other.
Yeah. He's out there somewhere. I can't wait to punch him in the face when I meet him. Be like, where the fuck have you been, my dude?
Just challenge him. Also, I do have to bring up that Madonna's been accused of photoshopping her face on a fan's body.
This was one of the craziest things I've ever
seen. Did you look it up?
I looked at the picture, yeah.
Yeah, like, it's legit a fan's, like,
can we talk about something? Let's talk about Madonna.
Actually, Dez was telling me about Madonna because that was more his time. And he was like, Hannah, you know how, like, everyone's famous now? He's like, Madonna was
the most.
The one. Like, she was the, like, she was bigger and larger and bigger than anything, like, her level of fame.
And that's got to be, I mean, talk about like the dopamine hitting. That's got to be crazy when you feel like it's falling off.
That's one thing that I got from the Justin Bieber vlogs that he did with Hailey Baldwin, where he basically was like, I can't ever hit those highs that I had. And like daily life just like doesn't do it for me.
Oh, my God. That makes me so sad for them.
Well, that's like everyone's like obsessed with them. And it's like clearly like being Justin's wife or girlfriend is very difficult. And like Hailey has it in her, and Hailey's like, she's like caretaker vibes, you know?
This is even like, I mean, this is on no level or scale at all. But like when we went to BravoCon that one time, I was like, oh my God. It was such a pinch me moment, but I was like, oh my God, I wonder what like real like singers and celebrities feel like when they're like playing for a crowd of like 100,000 people and people are just screaming their name because they're like singing. I was like, that has to be insane because I'm watching like someone scream like Stassi's name and like what, you know, like what does that feel like?
And then it's like, do you chase that high?
Yeah. Wait, like, I got nervous. Person,
you know?
Yeah. So I was like, oh, I don't like this.
You're like, I don't know what page is. I'm like, I don't know where.
I don't know where. But like, yeah, once you feel that, it's probably how do
and
you
also
go down?
Madonna is now like, she's aging. But it goes back to like, let's get back to like embracing women aging gracefully. Let's go back to like being gorgeous and like having gray hair. And like, it's all just society. Like if we normalize it, it's not a big deal.
I mean, look at Cher.
Yes. I mean, she's gotten a lot done to be there. But it's like, do you ever just look at the news and there's tons of men with gray hair and not one woman with gray hair?
Yeah.
Like, we just have to normalize it, and then it won't be so fucking insane for a woman to have, like, her face move when she's above 60.
No, guys literally are the most disgusting creatures. Like, they're disgusting. No, they're disgusting. Like, sometimes I look at guys and I'm like, ew. Like, okay, I get it. Like, we made the dad bod a thing. We did that for you guys because we didn't want you to feel insecure, okay? But, like, I gained 10 pounds because I'm starting a new birth control and all of a sudden I'm freaking out. You know? It's just, like, there's such a double standard and I'm so sick of it.
And that is the moral of the episode.
I digress.
That there's double standards in this world, but we're fighting them day after day. And check out our merch. If you have not shopped the merch, the reaction's been wild. It's insane. Yes, See You in Court is coming out soon. I Digress might have to be on it. I'm kind of loving I Digress.
I love the Gigglers.
We love you guys so much. Check out Burning in Hell if you want some more content. Follow us on Instagram, Giggly Squad, Paige DeSorbo, Being Burns. Watch Summer House. Have an amazing week. And we love you guys so much.
Bye.
Can you say thanks for giggling?
Thanks for giggling. Thanks for giggling with us.
You've won job.
If you're like me and you're starting your fitness journey whenever you feel like it, I go in and out of wanting to get healthy. And when I'm on those kicks, then there's nothing I love more than Peloton. Truly, the hardest battle is getting yourself in the mindset to start working out. And you can start as small as you want. They have 10-minute low-impact classes. Or if you want to jump into a 30-minute live DJ ride, be my guest. The best thing about Peloton, I think, are their instructors. They will keep you motivated to stay on your fitness journey, and you learn the basics and build from there. Remember, doing something is everything. Get started with Peloton Bike or Bike Plus Rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply. There are some stories about my mother's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt to tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of events always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all of her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother's life for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. Storyworth makes the process all a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. After that, you'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's responses as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of stories you already know or be surprised by the stories you've never heard before. After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. I know that my mom is going to absolutely love this. And there's always like in my head, I feel like, what am I going to do with all the pictures in my phone? This is a perfect thing to do with all the pictures in your phone. Families love Storyworth, and that's why they have more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/giggly. That's storyworth.com/giggly to save $10 on your purchase. Get ready with me to tell you about my absolute favorite mascara, the L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara. Clean Girl is absolutely out. Get out of here. Mob Wife is in. Sultry Lashes are in. Bold Eye Looks are in. It could not be a better time for the girlies. I absolutely love a bold lash. I love like a 1960s vibe recently. And also, I'm a girly that puts mascara on her bottom lashes. I feel like a lot of girls don't, and I don't understand those girls. The reason that I absolutely love L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara is because it truly is the perfect mascara, and your lashes look amazing from day to night. There's nothing I hate more than like a clumpy, spidery looking lash, and L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara truly is the fluffiest brushes on the market, and they just make your lashes look fuller instantly. If you want to join in the Mob Wife sultry lash look like me and Hannah, then order Lash Paradise now on Amazon.